Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 53 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode. It's about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about the absolute best promotional strategy that you could possibly have. And that promotional strategy, the one that is going to be better than all of those amazing tactics and techniques that have been promised to you by growth hackers and product, you know, gurus alike and four-hour work people and whoever else they end up being, the best possible thing you could do is to be a good person and to be nice and to watch out for other people and to provide for them and to be selfless and caring and basically to do good. That's the best thing you could do. And what I don't want to say is do good because it will pay out for you. But I do want to say do good because you should do good. And I also do want to say that the best way, if you really want to be entirely pragmatic, to ensure your long-term success is just to do good. That is true. So here's a couple tiny little practical reasons why doing good does good for you. But I honestly don't think these are the reasons you should do it. These are just examples of why doing good is the right thing. So let's say you help someone who wants to learn how to make websites. Let's say you're a website developer. So I'm a website developer. And I have a lot of people who say, oh, I'm really interested in getting into this field. Can you teach me? So one of the things I love doing is teaching. So yes, this advice is much easier to follow for me. But I say, okay, great. Give me half an hour of your time. I'm going to give you a high-level overview of HTML, CSS, Ruby / PHP / backend languages in general, database structures, and give you a whole bunch of resources and the things you need to know to get started making websites. I've done probably 7 or 8 of these in the last couple years. Well, I did one back in Chicago in 2011. This one was a little more advanced. It was a guy who knew how to make websites, but I was catching him up with the last 5 years of development work. So I stay late after work, you know, don't go home to my wife. I don't know if she was pregnant, we had a baby, or she's, you know, none of the above. I don't know. But don't go home to my wife. I stick around for a little while. And yes, I just had a great time hanging out with my friend. I hadn't seen him in ages, you know, it was really good. But, you know, I'm helping him out, whatever. And this is a normal thing. I'm not expecting anything out of it. And then a guy overhears me and says, oh my gosh, I've been looking for someone for ages who does that type of work. Are you looking for work? And I was. I was actually between work at the time, and I was actually in a pretty tough spot. And out of this came the opportunity to basically do a really incredible amount of work that ended up me and that guy starting a business together. And that's my business partner, Dana, who overheard me teaching a friend. Or other opportunities where you're going to help somebody out and you know, you're doing some work for them that doesn't seem like it's ever going to go anywhere, but you do it because you're your friend or because, you know, I don't, for whatever reason, you just want to help them out. And then all of a sudden it blows up, or all of a sudden they're extremely successful somewhere else, or 30 years down the road they end up in a position of power. Well, they look at you and you are the person who helped them during that time, and you're the person who they have an affinity for because you stood up for them when there was no benefit. You took your time when there was no justifiable reason for you to do it. And of course, they first of all, they want to pay you back. But second of all, they think highly of you. It's not just like they want to like get the debt off their chest. It's that they want you to succeed in the same way that you wanted them to succeed. And that's the important piece of it. If it was just go do nice things and like basically keep piling chips on the people owe me, you know, stack, that's only going to go so far. And that's why I say this, because a lot of the things we do so that we can get a particular outcome, of course, you know, that makes sense. But further, a lot of the things that people are recommending that you do are all about how that person had a direct correlation between their action and another response. And so they're going to assume that, you know, you're going to get that same response. I was listening to Justin Jackson's podcast, which is called, not Product People, it's a different one, called Build and Launch. In his most recent one, episode 27, I'll link it in the show notes, he basically realized that there's a little bit of a similarity between a lot of the product kind of development, like, ooh, do what I do, bootstrap or entrepreneur types, and multi-level marketing. They kind of just say, oh, well, you're going to glom around. He called it the cult of the economy cult or something. But basically, like, you stick around this person and hope some of their success is going to rub off on you. This person starts making their money not by, you know, not by actually making money, but by teaching other people to make money the way that they've been making money. And there's just this sense of you're going to be successful because, you know, I have been successful and I'm going to try and extract the things that I did that made me successful. So first of all, that's totally false because you have no idea all the different things that made you successful. But that doesn't mean we can never figure it out. Okay, anyway, I'm being a little pessimistic. In the end, the most important piece there is we are not as good at predicting what is going to make us successful in the future as we think we are. And that does not mean we shouldn't grow and try to get better and try to find how to do more of the things that are making us successful. But I would encourage that you think of one of your foundational ways of being successful as being helping other people. And that doesn't just mean if you help other people, you will be famous, you'll be rich, you'll have a lot of money, they'll turn around and, you know, hire you at some job 30 years down the road. Because it also probably comes along with a little bit of a redefinition of what success looks like. And I would say, if you want to be successful, help other people, and in the process, maybe consider redefining your definition of success, or rethinking your definition of success, and maybe have helping other people be a part of that definition. So I kind of took this whole, you know, 6-minute long spiel, and in the end, I just said, change your definition of success to be helping other people and then go help other people. So I understand that sounds kind of silly, but I hope that you're getting where I'm getting here, which is just like there's our understanding of, no, all those things I'm saying are ancillary. Help other people. That's all I'm saying. Help other people. Go train somebody else up. Every single time you learn something new, share it with the people around you. Look at someone and you say, man, that person, if they just knew this, they would be killing it. And don't worry about the fact that they might be killing it better than you. Who cares? Just go help them. Like, your life will be better. You will be more successful. You will be more focused on the things that matter. Help people, help people, help people. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Geek Show. We're at 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS if you like the show. Share it with your friends. Rate it on iTunes. I was trying to think of a way to talk about sharing with your friends that had to do with helping. I don't even know. Help me help you. Help me help. Okay, thanks. Till next time, Matt Stauffer for 5-Minute Geek Show.
Can you say 5-Minute Geek Show?
5-Minute Geek Show.
There you go. Good job, bud.
It's Kai on there.
Kai's on there. Can you say eat your peas, baby, 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 please?
Eat your peas, baby, baby, peas, baby.
Good job.